Okay, here we go. We are recording now. Welcome to the board meeting, library board meeting for Smith County Public Library. It's October 20th in Saltville. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Welcome, everybody, to the meeting. I don't see any visitors here, so it's good everybody could make it tonight. Can everybody look at your agenda, your draft agenda, and if there are no changes or corrections, I will entertain a motion to approve the draft agenda.
Anybody? I make a motion to approve the draft agenda.
Okay, Nellie's made the motion to approve. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Kaylin's second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you all. Next is public or guest remarks. Since there is no one here from the public, is this where we would like Chris to do her report on Saltville? Okay.
Yes, please.
The big exciting news is that Byron came over today and changed 22 light bulbs. 22,
wow.
This is the brightest this library has
ever. It does look good.
It does. Also, Kristen, my assistant, is great about keeping things just looking nice and orderly. She's amazing. So definitely appreciate Byron and Rose and Helen and Tracy Trump. It was short story, our town. The guy who is in charge of buildings and grounds and all that, he retired like that.
Oh, wow.
at the town council meeting a couple weeks ago, and so they're just trying to, yeah. So Byron came over and fixed that, which was much appreciated. I think this is the first time in 12 years all of my lights have been working at one time.
Well,
I'm pretty excited about that. I was like, who knew you could, it was so bright in here. We did have a patron actually comment that she had noticed it because she said she usually has a hard time seeing the movies when she's looking at movies.
Oh.
And that today she said, I didn't have to squint or use my glasses. So I was like, all right, then clearly that worked. We are just staying busy. We're picking back up with programming. Our biggest, most successful, I think, new program is we received a donation from a company called Magic Cards, which is there's a card game called Magic the Gathering. I mentioned it and Rose was like, oh yes, my son played that. And there's, so apparently it's very, very popular. We got this huge box of cards that was all donated from the company, and the idea is that it's supposed to help kids with learning skills, and so they offer it free for libraries and schools. And if we had to fill out an application. And I did print out sort of what their webpage says about it and why it's considered an educational learning engagement tool. And we've been incredibly impressed with it. We rolled it out. We've got, I think, 9 kids, and they're all the same, if you want to.
Oh, I was going to say, is this one packet?
You can keep talking. And I did, it's a lot of information, but I did highlight the specific parts that they talk about where they say, and Rose, I meant to send you this, and I forgot, I'm sorry, where they talk about how it leads to learning and different engagement critical thinking skills. I will say this, that massage therapist actually works at the game place, and they play this once a week. And so Rose was like, let's make a connection. So she connected us with him. He came over one day and talked to Kristen and I about how to play this game. And about 5 minutes, and I spent probably 30 minutes one day trying to figure it out. It's very complicated.
Oh, wow.
I can understand why it's good for math skills because as they play cards, it's like you have to do the math in your head to figure out who wins because one is plus this and one is minus that. And I'm watching these kids play it, and I'm going, what did they do? And so it's it's beyond me. I think my brain is too old to learn that. Kristen has picked it up well enough that we could get it started. And one of the things they talk about in here is letting the kids sort of run their own group. We saw that immediately with a homeschool boy who comes over from Chilhowie. And he doesn't really have any other activities. When he found out we had this, he was super, super excited. He had played the game before. He immediately, I was like, well, we're going to ask if you will sort of help everybody else. He has stepped in as the teacher, and his mother messaged me on Facebook after the first meeting. And she said, I just want you to know how excited Wyatt is. He loves this group. He is so tickled with the way that y'all are letting him sort of help other people. And these are the kids that we, and Tracy and I talk about this all the time, these are the kids we have a hard time getting. like, and some of the kids that are coming now are kids who I had at story time when they were three that I haven't seen in years, and they've come back for this. So we meet every Tuesday from 4 until 6. We set it up so that it would be open so that the kids right after school could come. Right now we only have homeschool kids, and it wasn't intentionally that. It just word spread in the homeschool group. Uh-huh. And that's you know, they were excited and shared it with their friends, and they keep bringing more. Our friends purchased initial snacks and stuff, so feed them and they will come. And I just purchased some more from the library. So we have plenty of snacks to give them when they're here. After they met the first time, we said, well, do you want to meet once a month or once a week? And they're like, once a week. We want to come once a week. And so they are. They're here every week, and they love it. And so it was definitely one of those things. And I found out about it on one of my Facebook groups. Another library had done it and had shared how it worked. And I thought, well, you know, we apply. They don't choose us. Big deal if they choose us. We get all this free stuff. I mean, and the guy that looked at it, he said, this is like $500 worth of cars. He said, you got like $500 and some worth of stuff from here. So we have given all of them they all get free stuff every time they come. We gave them their free initial deck. We give them free stuff every time they come. Every new kid that comes gets a new deck. And I've been incredibly pleased with how well it's worked. They sort of entertain themselves. I usually put a YouTube video on that teaches how to play it, sort of gives them something else to look at, like if, you know, the other kids are talking and doing stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of been organic. And then I guess it was this week, wasn't it, Rose? We got an email from Tazewell County assistant and said, I saw that y'all have a Magic the Gathering at your sample branch. Can you tell me more about this? And so he and I have been going back and forth, and they don't even have a group yet, and we've already challenged them to a competition. There you go. So he was very complimentary about the information that we had given. So I'm tickled to death, because this is a hard group to get. And these are kids that, for the most part, are not involved in anything else. And so this is it for them. We did have one little girl get really upset because her brother could do magic, the magic club, and she couldn't, because she's not quite old enough to really get it. So we also rolled out what's called a dragon readers or something. It's something another library had put together where they basically can collect essentially dragon cards for reading. And so sort of using that for when the kids are and we're going to do a bigger rollout, but we went ahead and got her started so she wouldn't feel left out. But that's mainly the thing that that I'm most proud of, is that and it just sort of was serendipity that Rose was just like, oh, I can hook you up. And so he did. He came over, walked her through it. My brain stops at mana. I'm like, I don't know what mana is. But the kids get it, they understand it, and they are enjoying it. So we plan on doing it pretty much every Tuesday until we either outgrow our space, which last time we were pretty full. I think we had 9 kids here last time. Or there's no longer any interest, which these kids they really like it. Mm-hmm. So that's the big thing. We've got lots of little projects going on, but we're really excited about that. So
that sounds exciting.
Yeah, we should also say that we lost the crochet club.
Yeah, we did lose the crochet club.
It dwindled,
and then the last time it was just the teacher and me and Kristen, and she was coming all the way from Meadowview to help us. And the women who had sort of initiated it didn't come, and not only didn't come, but didn't even message me when I messaged them. And said, I'm just checking, make sure y'all are coming. And they didn't even respond. And it's a group message, so the teacher knew that they didn't respond. So I felt, out of respect for her, we should just, you know. But we met, and I know Rose will talk about this, but we met with Barry Trott from the Library of Virginia. And he we were talking about this, and one of his things was, you know, maybe the idea, because I know I heard people say, well, I can't come this month, but I know y'all do it every month, so I'll come later. So maybe we'll try it again later, but we'll advertise it as we're going to do this for the next 4 months or something, and that way it has a set time. Yeah. So I was sad to let it go, because it was super popular when it first started, but I think the idea that they were going to be able to do it at any time made people put it off.
Right.
So. Yeah.
Well,
and it's getting cold outside.
It is getting cold.
So that'll help.
Our biggest issue was that the people that were coming were people who had grandchildren. And now that the schools are back in, their grandchildren had all of these activities. Mm-hmm. So they just couldn't seem to fit it into their schedule. because they just had so many. They're like, well, this grandkid has this on this day and this day. And so there wasn't even a good day where we could try to do it at a different time. So, but we'll try again later and we'll see.
Well,
so.
Congratulations, though, on the other club.
Yeah, thank you.
That's exciting.
It's all Kristen.
Well.
She's done the bulk of the work on it. She's done a great job with it. So.
Sounds like things are going well. New lighting and new club. So thank you for that. We'll move on to the approval of minutes for the September meeting now. If you all could look at your the minutes that are in here. And if anyone has any changes, if not, we'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes for September.
I make a motion that we accept the September minutes.
Okay, do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Kaylin. All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Now if you'll look at your September disbursements, they're also in here. Just kind of scan down through there, and if you have any questions.
There are two things I wanted to mention. Pretty much everything on this list this month is normal stuff. We did, you'll see at the top, as we were closing out the account, Sheila did an amazing job of tracking down every outstanding check. And so she canceled the outstanding checks and reissued them. So you see Chris, Elaine, and Amber all got replacement checks so that we could close out the Wells Fargo account.
Uh-huh.
So that was one thing that happened in this month. Then the Abingdon locksmith, a patron broke a key off in the upstairs bathroom lock, and so we had to call that the locksmith from Abingdon, who came up and, you know, rekeyed the locks and put in and gave us the kind of original industry keys. The ones we had were copies, and he said that, you know, those are always going to break, particularly because we have the lock in a lever handle, and so people very often use the key to turn the lever. And so the keys he gave us, and he did, while he was here, he also did the men's room. So the men's room and the women's room now have, you know, much stronger original keys, and the locks were rekeyed, so hopefully we don't have that problem again. And then down at the bottom of the page, the director's and officer's liability policy had about a $600 increase this year.
Mm-hmm.
So when we got the policy renewal, they said that, first of all, industry-wide costs were going up, but also they had added some additional features, so they increased the price.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions? About the bill? The bill. The listing here, the disbursements.
Yeah, looks good.
Kaylin.
So nice,
Nellie.
To read that.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to get over it.
Do I have a motion to approve the disbursements for September?
I'll make a motion.
Donna made the motion. Do I have a second?
I second.
Okay, all in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next, we'll go to a review of the financial report. If that's also here in your packet. It's a few pages to look at.
So in general, we took in a lot of money in September. So we've got our quarterlies from both Chilhowee and Saltville. Marion pays every month. The Board of Supervisors pays every month. And we did not have the Library of Virginia this month. We had them last month.
Mm-hmm.
So we had good income, much more than what we put out, which is always a good month for me.
That is good.
We've taken a lot more than we expended. The other thing about September is that we had three payrolls in September. Mm-hmm. Because we pay every other week. We pay 26 times a year, so 2 months a year there are three payrolls, and so September was one of those months.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry.
Other than that, we're pretty much on track with everything. There have been a few things that have been a little more expensive than planned, and that's why I had that unobligated money at the beginning of the year, because I know that always happens.
So right.
We just have a pot of money that we call unobligated money. So that's how I, you know, that's where I got the extra $600 for the slump grant bill. And then Cersei, we had to, I'll talk more about Hal and Cersei later, but we also, you know, had, I had put $5,000 in the budget to help with our migration costs, and the bill came in at $5,800. So I need, you know, again, we took $800 out of the unobligated funds. Mm-hmm. So that has been very helpful.
That is. Okay. Just looking through that, I don't have any concerns or questions. Does anybody else have any questions? All right. We don't need to approve that, so we'll move on to the director's report. Rose, if you want to go ahead with that.
So September was Amnesty Month, as you all know, and so our goal with Amnesty Month was really to get a lot of patron accounts reactivated, but also to get some long overdue materials in, where people don't bring them in because they can't afford to pay the fine. And so that happened, particularly in Marion. Helen reported that she saw some stuff that had been out for a very long time come in because of amnesty. A lot of people, you know, just commented that they appreciated the amnesty. We also issued a lot of library cards in September. If you look at the statistics, we had, you know, Marion issued 92 cards, Chilhowee issued 46, and Saltville issued 69. So those are big increases across the board. Mm-hmm. So I think that was a very successful Amnesty Month for us.
Mm-hmm.
Smith County Public Schools, we're continuing to work on the idea of, you know, library cards for everybody. I have not heard back anything more from Kimberly Williams or Mike Sturgill on that. They wanted to think about it and talk about it. Yeah, they're being cautious, and I certainly understand that. But we're continuing to work with the librarians, and hopefully someone will fill us in on what happened today. There was another meeting today with the public school librarians, but obviously I wasn't there for that. So maybe when I'm finished, somebody who was there can tell us about it. I think Tracy and Helen were planning to be there. The HAL documents, I did sign the HAL documents. Paul found nothing in them of concern to him, so I signed them and sent them off, and now I'm waiting, you know, for all the other directors to sign and to get our final signed copy. Meanwhile, you know, Helen has been very busy trying to get the data out of Cersei that the innovative people can test. And so we did finally have to ask Cersei to do it for us, and that's the $5,800 I was talking about. But because we got the test and the final extraction at the same time, we got a bit of a discount on that. So we won't have to pay that again at the end. So they're going to give us a test set of data, and then at the end they'll give us the final data extraction when we're ready to migrate. And so that's already been paid for now, or, you know, will be paid for. That's been ordered and contracted. And so, you know, hopefully now we'll start to get some feedback from the people at Innovative once they get the data. And Helen has had to do a lot of work on that, and it's been fairly cumbersome and technical work. So I appreciate very much her patience in working through that. We added two new online magazine sets for all of our patrons. As you know, magazines are in general very popular with our patrons. Online magazines, I think, will need some selling, but we have now two different collections available. One is through our membership in the Southwest Virginia Consortium through Overdrive, and the other one is provided by the Library of Virginia. And it's the new one called Magster. And so we've advertised both of those new collections. Very excited that Darren Hardy promised me he was going to start installing the exterior sign this week. I'm not there, so I don't know if that has in fact happened, but he promised he would try. And so those are really the high points, as Chris mentioned, we did have Barry Trott from the Library of Virginia come in and visit us last week. He was on his way to do Staff Development Day for With Grayson, and so he wanted to visit libraries on this side of the state that he wasn't familiar with. And he's been at the Library of Virginia for about a year now. He has spent like 25 years at Williamsburg Regional Library, and so he has a lot of expertise on adult programming, but also Find It Virginia and online databases, and in general is just a really helpful guy. And so we talked about adult programming, we talked about Find It Virginia and some of the things in there. So it was a good visit, and I think, you know, the time we spend with the Library of Virginia has been, you know, well worth it, because everything we've applied for, everything we've asked for, they've given us. Whether it's, you know, the addition in the ARPA money or the addition to our annual grant, Helen's scholarship to go to the ARSL conference, I mean, they've been exceptionally good to us. So I think all time we spend with the Library of Virginia is an investment that pays off for us. I think I will stop there and see if y'all have any questions about anything from the report.
Sounds good.
I don't think so. It looks like you're going to be getting a crane at the library.
Yes.
That'll be exciting.
On Monday.
Right.
On Monday.
Mm-hmm.
The air conditioning coil went bad, half of the air conditioning coil on one of the HVAC units. And so the county is actually, because the county owns the building, the county, you know, has found the money. They got approval from the Board of Supervisors a few months ago, and we've been waiting on the part. Mm-hmm. And so it's the county's contractor who will come in and install the part. And they've been waiting, the part came in, but they've been waiting for the availability of the crane to get it up on the roof to install it.
So that's big excitement. All
it
right.
Is.
Do you all, Kaylin, Nellie, do you have any questions about anything in there? Go ahead, Rose.
Tracy and Helen, do you want to say anything about the meeting this afternoon?
Yeah, well, they had a really good time. They want the meetings to last about 3 or 4 times as long in the future. It wasn't as well attended. I think a lot of them had more responsibility than they thought they would with school being closed. I know that, you know, Amy mentioned a book fair, but someone else had a book fair going too. But they're really happy to be there. Sharon sang your praises, and then Rebecca, who's at Marion Middle School, really wants to get that going there also with the digital cards, and mm-hmm. she's been talking it up. So that's exciting, and they just want to talk to each other. There's a situation going on at Oak Point that's kind of ugly, and so we had to get all that out, and then we just played a game and had fun together. It was nice.
That's great.
Well, thank you for doing that.
Yeah,
that's
fun.
I actually did have the librarian from the high school come down here today while y'all were meeting, because she had bus duty and couldn't go. So we joked that we had sort of our own little meeting over here with the So we hated we couldn't be there, but we did actually get to touch base. So
okay. Well, we have about...
Has anybody seen signs of Darren in the exterior sign?
No.
No. But it sure would be lovely if it was fixed before Halloween Madness.
It'll happen.
Okay.
We have about 15 minutes until Kaylin has to leave, and our quorum will be gone. So we will move through our old business and new business in the next 15 minutes. I don't think there's anything really bad that's intense in those four things, but... Keep,
get ready,
we'll keep
Rose.
That in mind. Go.
Okay. You know there's a new law that was passed by the General Assembly that requires us to have a policy before any of you all can participate in the meeting remotely.
Right.
And so the FOIA Council for the State of Virginia provided language. I consulted with Paul. Paul recommended that we use the exact language from the FOIA Council. So I sent you that language. It's a new paragraph 5 to the bylaws, and it's actually 1, 2, 3. It's 5 paragraphs.
This little. Right here.
And then I also attached the email from Paul.
It's after that.
So
it's this little.
the proposal is that, you know, you all introduce this, but by the bylaws, you can't approve it tonight. You can introduce it and discuss it, but you have to wait till November to actually approve adding it to the bylaws.
Okay, so we were discussing it tonight, and then in November we will have it on our agenda to approve. Okay, so Paul's reviewed all this, and basically, in a nutshell, yeah. Rose, it says that we can participate. It says, due to a personal matter, up to 2 meetings a calendar year, right? By exactly. Virtually. So that's a change.
But there has to be a quorum.
Right. So there has to be a quorum to be physically present in the meeting, who then agree that somebody can participate right. remotely. So we can't get quorum with someone remote.
Right. Okay.
Looks good to me.
If Paul has looked at this, I'm totally good with it.
On the back pages.
Yeah, that's Paul's email at the back saying that he reviewed it, or text that he had. So we will go ahead and vote on that next month. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, is there anything else on that? We'll move to...
This will be really helpful to have the option. So if somebody needs to participate remotely, you will now have that option.
Yeah, that'll be very helpful. So what about the next thing is an update on progress on planning for excellent standards. And that's your little...
So that's the little chart that I gave y'all. So we did now meet all of the governance. When you all did your evaluation of your own performance in July, that was the last outstanding one that we had for governance. So we have now met all the requirements for governance. Under collections, the last one we have to do is the collection evaluated and weeding using standard methods like CREW. And that is in progress at all branches. And so I expect, you know, in the next month or so, I'll be able to tell you that one has also been completed. And so that's one more, that's the only one we're missing to finish the collections. So we're making progress. Slowly but surely, we're chipping away at these. So
I think it's great that... I think it's great that it's even in process and it's happening. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's something that, you know, needed to happen. So thank you for taking this on and following up with it. What about...
We are getting there.
The new business on the exhibits and display policy that's also here in the packet.
Right. So the reason for having this is a couple of reasons. One, in general, you should have such a policy. If you have exhibits and displays in your facility, you should have a policy. It also gives us something to, you know, help shape what people bring to us by kind of saying, here are our purposes. We've had examples in the past, certainly in Marion, and this is mostly about Marion. Occasionally it applies to Chilhowie, but this is mostly about Marion. And occasionally we've had individuals who really, for personal reasons, just need a place to store something big, and they've hung it on our walls indefinitely. And I just don't want that to be a practice. I don't think it's, you know, the best use of the space for the entire community. So this policy gives us guidance and enables us to say to everybody, here's the policy, this is how we do it. I will say that we will have some work to do with community organizations in Marion, because for a while we have not been doing the displays and exhibits in Marion, and they have stepped in to help us. And so the Historical Society and the Daughters of the American Revolution have been extremely forthcoming in trying to put attractive displays in Marion, but they've also come to kind of see the space as their own. And so I will have individual conversations with all of them to tell them that we have a new policy, to invite them to tell us when they would like to put up displays and exhibits, and then we'll have a calendar, and then we'll have themes for every month, and we'll have people responsible for, you know, setting up, here's when your display is going up, here's where your display is coming down. Because what happens is very often they put up the display and it's up there for months because they don't find time to come in and take it down. So we're going to have a calendar. There are folks on Helen's staff who very much want to take on this task. And so once you all approve this policy, they will then come up with a calendar of, here are the themes for November, December, January, and then we'll have an annual calendar of the themes and the displays we're going to put up, and we will accommodate the local civic organizations about when they want to have their displays.
Okay.
Looks good. Mm-hmm.
All right. So you just need a motion to approve this, and you need us to vote.
Yes.
Do I have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion.
Donna made the motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Kaylin second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, that is approved. And we'll move on to the adult programming ideas.
I just wanted to solicit all of you all as members of this community to give us ideas about adult programming. I met with Chief Claire last week, and he has agreed to do a presentation, I believe it's December 12th. And, you know, as you may or may not know, he is an avid reader and reads omnivorously across many different disciplines. And, you know, is passionate about the role of reading and how important reading is to our community, to individual development. And so he's going to come and we're going to have kind of a conversation and a presentation by him about his reading and books he thinks are important and that kind of stuff. And so as I started thinking about, well, who else in our community might be great presenters for the community. One of the ideas I've had is that there are so many new people who have moved to Smith County in recent years that we might think about things like getting to know Smith County for people who are brand new to the area. Mm-hmm. But since you all are the experts, I just wanted to throw it open. And obviously, you know, I don't expect people to have, you know, necessarily ideas ready, but to invite you to send me ideas or suggestions or even people you think I should talk to.
So we can just get that to you at any point, right? Email, text.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
We'll get on it, Rose. All right. Is there anything else that you can think of? Turtle wants to talk.
They're sassy.
Sassy's.
She says everything sounds great, Rose.
Everything sounds great, Rose. If there is nothing else, then we will go ahead and plan for the November meeting. There is an important thing to say here. Donna and I will both be out of town on November 17th. Because November is kind of a crazy month with, you've got Election Day, Veterans Day, and Thanksgiving holidays that kind of wrap up some of your normal work days. So we'll be gone. That happens to be the only great week to work. We'll be gone that week.
Yeah, well, you remember last year we had to cancel November. Normally, we don't meet in December,
right?
But last year, we ended up canceling November because we didn't have quorum.
We did.
And so we met in December.
Right.
So that's certainly an option. If you would just prefer to cancel now.
I guess the question would be, how many commitments would we have in order to get a quorum, and who would conduct the meeting? That would rely on Patton, Tom.
Patton, right.
I mean,
maybe
Patton would have to, I guess he's the vice chair, so we can kind of go ahead and plan tentatively for a meeting on November 17th, and then should we realize we're not going to have a quorum at that point, then we can get the word out that we'll go ahead and defer to maybe December. Does that sound okay?
I can reach out to Patton next week and see if he'll be around for the 17th.
To conduct.
And Kristen.
Well, yeah, but he will have to conduct that meeting, so. All right. I guess that's all, unless we need to talk about anything else, and so we'll have a motion to
Marion.
It will be in Marion at 5:30 on November 17th. Motion to adjourn.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Second?
I'll second.
Oh, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Rose, for joining us tonight. Yes. We appreciate you making the effort to update us and still, you know, fulfill all your duties and everything, even being out of town. You're just diligent. So we really appreciate all you do, and everybody's working on full steam ahead, and it doesn't go unrecognized. It's just so nice to, you log on to Facebook and you see all these things that people are talking about the library, and it's all good, and it's happy, and people feel like the libraries are doing good things.